That flies in the face of this. I sought for a man, I found none. I wanted to save him, I wanted to help him, but I couldn't find anybody. You know, Calvinism is false doctrine. You say, are you a 5-point Calvinist, a 3-point Calvinist? I'm not a Calvinist, pentagram, triangle, line. I'm a 0-point Calvinist. Just draw a circle. That's what kind of Calvinist I am. No points at all. Because I don't believe in total depravity of man. I believe that man is a sinner, but I don't believe that man is unable to believe on Christ. The Bible says that God has given to every man the measure of faith. Every person is able to believe on Christ. Jesus said, "You will not come to me that you might have life." I don't believe in the total depravity. I don't believe that a man does everything wrong in his life. Did you know that there are even unsaved people who do some things right some of the time? Who believes that? I mean, obviously an unsaved person might do something nice or do something right. It doesn't mean that they're not a sinner. They're still ungodly. They're still going to go to hell if they don't believe on Christ. But they're not totally depraved where they're unable to do right. Unconditional election. There is a condition. Right. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And Philip and the eunuch answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God." Now, you know, I got a computer programmer in the front row. He knows what conditions are. If, then. Okay? If, comma, then. That's a condition. If thou shalt believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. So there's a condition to your salvation. It's not unconditional. There's a condition. Believe. There's only one condition. Faith. Limited atonement. Nope. He's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. So he's the Savior of those who do not believe, but it's not going to do them any good. Hey, the word was preached unto them as well as unto us. Howbeit the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Okay, so it's preached to everyone. He's the Savior of all, but he's only going to be effective to get you to heaven when you believe on him and the blood is applied to the spiritual doorposts of your heart as it was in the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. Irresistible grace is the other point of Calvinism. You know, like you're just drawn to it. You know, like it's irresistible. I must get saved. Then why does Stephen say in the same chapter we just read, "You do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye." It's possible to resist God's Spirit, to quench the Holy Spirit, to grieve the Spirit, to resist the call to salvation. He said in Proverbs 1, he said, "I called and you refused. I stretched out my hand and no man regarded." Hey, that's a resistance to God's calling. And they say, "Oh, you know, but God chooses. You know, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you." He said, "You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you to bring forth fruit." He said, "I've ordained you, I've chosen you to bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain." But he was talking to 12 people, and guess what? One of them was a devil. He said, "Have not I chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil?" So he didn't choose them for salvation. He chose them to be his disciples, and one of them turned out to be an unsaved devil. That can't be talking about salvation. He said, "Have not I chosen you 12, John chapter 6, and one of you is a devil? Perseverance of the saints. Perseverance of the saints. You say, "Oh, that's eternal security," right? Wrong. It's the opposite. I believe in the preservation of the saints. Preserve to them that are sanctified by God the Father, Jude 1:1, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Hey, I'm preserved in Jesus Christ. I don't have to persevere to the end to be saved. Hey, I already done been saved. I'm preserved in Christ, preserved in God the Father. God is holding me in his hand. He said, "No man could pluck him out of my hand." I'm saved eternally, secure. Nothing can change that. As far as the east is from the west, God has separated me from my sins. Hey, I don't have to persevere to be saved. Amen. Did Lot persevere to the end? Yeah, he was saved. Did Samson persevere to the end? Nope, but he was saved. Did Noah persevere to the end? Nope, but he was saved. Look at all the people in the Bible who dropped the ball and yet were saved. Look at Peter becoming backslidden and denying that he even knows Jesus Christ. And yet he was saved. And so, no, you don't have to persevere at the end to be saved. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says that if they endure to the end, their flesh would be saved in Matthew 24. And that's where people, they mix that up with their spirit being saved. You know, he says there should no flesh be saved except those days should be shortened. And if you endure to the end of the tribulation, you know, you'd be saved by the rapture. That's all that's saying.